Welcome to Ready to Resell, the ultimate podcast for anyone looking to unlock the secrets of successful reselling. Join your hosts Leah and Kayla as we deep dive into the dynamic world of reselling. Whether you're starting as a side hustle or aiming to build a full-time business, our podcast is your go-to resource for actionable advice and inspiration. Tune in and embark on this reselling journey with us. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Ready to Resell. So in some of our other episodes, we've talked to you about shipping. We've talked about shipping supplies and how to do shipping when you're listing. Today, we're going to kind of give you a little bit more insight on strategies for shipping, how to make the most profit, how to save you money and time, and what works best on multiple platforms. So a couple of things we're going to talk about today is more about when you are listing your item and how you can save money on the shipping side of it. And then we'll also do a little bit of tips and tricks when you're actually shipping and some of the ways that you can save money that way. The shipping side of it when you're listing an item is something that I didn't think about for a really long time. If you're just selling on Poshmark, it's not something that you have to think about because Poshmark handles all the shipping. The buyers pay a flat fee to Poshmark. You just get a label and send it on its way. So That's not something that you have to consider. But if you are shipping on a service such as eBay or Mercari, that you actually have to enter the weight of the item and the size of the box and that type of thing, there's a couple of strategies that either it's gonna make you a little extra money, which is good, or save you from making some mistakes, which cost you money too. So specifically on eBay, there's a couple of different ways that you can do shipping. You can ship through eBay, or you can just ship on your own, and you can be shipping from a different site such as Pirate Ship or UPS or I don't know.
FedEx.
Yeah, whatever you have. Mm-hmm.
Which is actually simple because all you have to do is add the tracking.
You just add the tracking.
It's easy.
I do most of my shipping on eBay through the eBay shipping because they already have a lot of discounts specifically with the post office and things like that. So you're really getting probably one of the best rates that you could get, especially more so than if you just went to the post office and got a rate that way. So that's a good way to go through it, especially if you don't, or, you know, blah. Oh, okay. Nope. So there's a couple of ways that you can actually kind of quote unquote make money. On all of my items on eBay, I do have a standard shipping and handling fee. There's a little section in the giant list, confusing list of eBay listing. I know Kayla's rolling her eyes.
It's
you can't
stressful.
See it. That's a whole other rant about eBay listing, but there is a place that you can put your own shipping and handling. And I choose 60 cents. I feel like that's not too much. I'm not upcharging the buyer too much, but that helps me cover, obviously, like we talked in the other episode, the cost of the tape, the cost of the bag, cost of printing labels, all those things. It really does add up, and there is a physical cost to those. It also helps me cover just in case I am off on my weights and dimensions and the price of the shipping goes up a little bit. Then that helps add a little bit of a buffer
because that's common.
It happens. Well, because on eBay and other sites you have to put the weight in, if you get it wrong, eBay will charge you later. So let's say it's a 5-pound item and you really put it as 3 pounds and the dimensions smaller than they are and you send it anyways, they'll come back and charge you later and usually more than it would have originally charged you. So it's a good idea to get the weight and get the dimensions as correctly as you can early on. But there's a lot of times that we are listing at home, we've gone to the warehouse, we put the item away, we go home and I went, I didn't weigh it. And I'm close enough estimating what it is. So that's why that shipping and handling buffer helps. But it's also that's the importance of getting that weight and getting that box dimension as correctly as possible. Also where it can kind of hurt you is if you have buyers that bundle multiple items, eBay will add the weight of those items together and charge them more, but it doesn't add the dimension of the box. So I've had people come and buy 3 pairs of shoes and it only charges them a dimension of a box for one shoe. Well, obviously 3 shoes is more. And so there's been problems with that. So
yes.
It's kind of one of those things that it's a little bit of a game. Now,
there's a lot of people that make money on shipping, and not just in the reselling world, in the world of just selling online, Amazon, Walmart, things like that. They rely on a little bit of extra money coming in on that shipping cost. So when you feel like you're buying, man, I'm getting this item for $9.99, it's a great deal, and they're charging you $8, $9, $10 for shipping, it doesn't cost them that because they have excellent rates.
Yes.
And so they're really
only, and all they did was move that money.
Yes.
To make both of those numbers look less than 10.
Exactly.
For you to buy it.
Exactly. So there is a lot of people that do that. And you know, once again, I don't want to game the buyer. I don't want to make them trick them into buying something they don't want. But you can, you know, people play with those numbers. If you make 25 cents on every item that you sell, that adds up a lot. So there's, you can kind of play around with those numbers. But once again, I, as a buyer, I look at that shipping cost. And if I look at it and go, I know it doesn't cost you that much, I don't buy it. So it does turn some people off. Especially we're resellers. We're in this world.
We know.
We
also have had situations where people have bundled on eBay and they have charged them so much in shipping that it would be unethical for us to keep all of that money.
Yes.
And we send them a refund.
We do.
Because that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, we've done that quite frequently because it does. It adds on those extra weights and we might be able to ship it a little bit cheaper or a different way. On eBay, you can ship post office, you can ship UPS, you can ship FedEx, and the buyer might have chose the post office, but it's a really large box and we can ship it FedEx for half the price. Mm-hmm. Then we ship it that way to them and we send them a refund. And they're obviously very thankful.
They're thankful and they come back and they buy more and it's a whole system.
Yeah. And like you said, I don't mind keeping, you know, 25, 50 cents here and there, but I'm not going to keep $15 from you.
No.
The one thing... So Mercari is a little bit different than eBay in that you put in the weight of the item and the dimensions. You don't have to do the dimensions. They're optional. But you have to get, you get a label through Mercari. You don't, once again, you don't have to. You can do your own shipping method if you want, which is you offer free shipping and then you ship it on your own. So it's a little bit different, but you don't have the option of changing it once a buyer purchases it. So on eBay, even after the buyer has bought the item, we still go in and choose the best method or the quickest or the least expensive or however. On Mercari, when you choose when you list the item and it can't be changed after the buyer purchases it, which is a problem because Mercari has this very... fun way of just randomly changing things in your listing without you noticing.
Yes.
When you list something.
Like seller pays or buyer pays.
Yes. Or now it's UPS instead of post office. And now we have to take it to the, you know, drop it off at UPS versus having it picked up at our office. And so really,
we're not happy with Mercari.
That's a whole other discussion. But really pay attention to... the shipping side on all of the ones that you have to enter it in, because you get one thing wrong and all of a sudden you're having to pay out of pocket or you're having to cancel the order because it's so much more than you expected. So really playing around with that. Along those same lines is the concept of free shipping. First of all, there's no such thing as free shipping because we're paying for it. there is two different lines of thoughts on this, and I truthfully do use them both, is that it is more enticing for buyers to see free shipping. For some weird, stupid reason, people will spend more on an item if it says free shipping than if they would if the item plus shipping was cheaper.
I think that also is because people don't know how much that item should cost or could cost.
Yeah.
They just say, oh, I need this. This one has free shipping. Done.
Yes.
Because they're looking for something specific usually.
They are. And they feel like shipping, I don't know, like they don't want to do the math in their head or something.
They're just like done.
Done. And you don't even have to do it in your head. eBay has a way to sort listings, item plus shipping. And then it sorts it that way, which is how I buy everything. But... so I get it. There is a psychological reason that sellers often offer free shipping because it is a way that it entices that buyer to purchase that item more, especially if it's in a very competitive item and a lot of people are selling it. It does allow that. But you have to realize that most of these platforms are charging you the final value fee on the cost of your item. If you have that shipping cost added into it, you are paying your final value fee on your shipping cost. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. Okay. And that's crazy.
Because, you know, you're not going to sell an item $4.99 plus shipping and then $4.99 free shipping, because you as a seller adding that shipping cost in. So you might sell it for $9.99 with free shipping. You're paying, you're getting.
Because then that would eat your entire profit.
Yeah. So even if as a buyer, y'all know out there, if it says free shipping, your shipping cost is just included in the cost of the item. But as a seller, you're having to pay that final value fee on that shipping cost as well. So you really need to factor that in. There also, I know on eBay this happens, there's a little bit of a problem when an item gets returned. Let's say that a buyer buys something, they buy some shoes from you, it doesn't fit, they don't like it, and you have a return policy where they can return it. When they return it, you know, let's say they pay the shipping back to you, but you have to refund them, the whole cost. Because you can't just say, well, but I really didn't, you know.
Really only made $8, yeah, so that's all you're getting back, even though you paid $10, no.
So you might
still have to pay those fees?
You have to pay, if your shipping cost is built into the cost of the item and you offer free shipping, that you have to pay them back that cost of the item. So you have to pay, you know, so if you said it's $9.99 plus free shipping and they return it, you have to
reimburse them the shipping.
You have to reimburse them the $9.99, even though you paid shipping out of that. So there's a whole thing that goes with it. But once again, so in that case, I don't offer free shipping very often. It's complicated from a seller point of view when you're talking about what your profit line is, things like that. But if I have a very competitive item, or I have sometimes a very large item that I know I'm going to ship FedEx, and I have a business account, I can get a good rate, things like that, then to be competitive, I will do it as free shipping, but not as often do I do that. So that was a whole, I know that
you
was
You know very, how she is about eBay.
I know. And it's very complicated. And one of those things that you have to just play around with, it's trial and error. But it's something that a lot of people don't think about, making money and saving money on that shipping side. But there is a lot that goes into it.
Yes.
The other thing that we want to talk about in shipping is more along the lines of making your shipping pretty. This is a discussion that we have a lot about.
Oh my goodness, yes. We talk about this a lot, and we've talked about this a lot with other resellers and people that come to our auctions on Poshmark, and we get all kinds of different answers. And it's always so interesting to me to hear the kinds of things that people do for their packages. They write letters, they do tissue paper with ribbons, they have stamps, they have stickers, they have merch and swag. And I mean, they order the gorgeous floral poly mailing bags that cost like 10 times more than the ones we buy. They've got candies and smell goods. I don't get it.
Yes. So
maybe we're just not frou-frou enough.
Well,
or girly.
I think it goes back to what are you selling? So we are definitely in that mid-range, slightly lower to mid-range of items. You know, like our kids' items are Cat and Jack from Target. We have a lot of Macy's stuff, but we're not in like a high-end designer, super, super luxury brand.
No. We're also not like an Ulta where we specialize in beauty products where you want everything that you sell to look beautiful.
Yeah. Like people know they're coming to us, they're getting a Target item that's new, a tag, and they're only paying half the price. They're super happy to get that item. I don't think they care what it comes in.
Our favorite line is, well, we've priced the item accordingly.
Yeah.
Because we know we didn't give you measurements and it didn't come in a beautiful bag, but we priced that accordingly.
Yeah.
You got it for $2. It's
exactly.
Fine.
Please stop complaining. So I just want to let, I more wanted to talk about this because I feel like there's a lot of new resellers out there, and specifically on Poshmark, there's this pressure. If you go to Poshmark's blogs and in their new seller trainings and things like that, they talk about making your packaging pretty and all these extras you should be adding. And I feel like there's this pressure to do it. And I want to let you know is you don't have to.
Right.
It's okay. It's not going to make or break your sales. It might help you in the world. And Kayla, you were talking about this, about Etsy. I don't shop a lot on Etsy, but I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in a world that has more handmade items, items that you are hoping to get repeat buyers to come back or buyers to refer you to other people because you're selling the same thing or types of things over and over and over again. For us, the buyer is buying from us because we have an item they want and it's at a good price. It's not necessarily, and if they buy it, they might not be able to come back and buy it again.
Yeah, and I also feel like we have more things that are like a need in your household versus Etsy is more like a want kind of place. Like that's where you're buying gifts and you want it to be pretty. It's gift wrapped if you have the mailing address, shipping address, go to someone else's house. Whereas our closet specifically, we're like basics. We're like jeans, jackets, shirts, shoes.
Bathing suits.
And if you're expecting your Target brand swimsuit to come to your house from us wrapped in tissue paper with a ribbon around it, a love letter, and a perfume spray, it's not going to happen.
The perfume spray at the end. And the other thing for us is time. I mean, we're shipping 100 packages, easily 100 packages a week. We do not have time.
No.
Or the money to make each package look beautiful.
Yes.
It's completely, especially if I'm only making $5 to $10 on the item, I don't want to take any of that profit into ribbons and tissue paper.
Because that stuff is expensive.
It is. It adds up very,
very
quickly.
Fast. Have you ever gone to Hobby Lobby and bought ribbon?
No, because I'm cheap. But once again, if you are selling, and I will say this, when we sell a higher end dollar item for us from our closet, we do take a little extra care. We do wrap it in some tissue paper. I don't double bag it. Yeah, I don't bow it or anything, so I don't have any of that. But we try to make it a little nice. And we've written thank you notes to people, especially repeat buyers, or, you know, people that have worked really, you know, they're very nice in the process and I want to send them a little thank you note, but I don't have the time or the effort to write a thank you note to everybody. We have, however, created a postcard that we put in every package. Well, I say we, Kayla did it. I patted myself on the back on that one.
Yeah. It's just a little marketing there.
Yeah. So it's a little marketing.
Yeah, it's just an advertisement for, you know, our other platforms, our inventory app and our website. Paperclip47.com is where we sell bulk inventory. It's kind of a cute little reseller hub that you can go and check out. But we put thank you cards in those large lots that we sell, the big manifested lots. Hey, thank you so much. And then we put postcards in all of our other things. You do get a face mask.
So we, in one of our loads, probably about a year ago, we got a large amount of adult face masks, and they're like a 2-pack. They're cloth. They're really cute. I mean, they're fabric and they have patterns and stuff on them. And we got thousands of them. And so that was one of the things that we just started adding one into each of the packages. Before that, I didn't do a free gift. Once again, you are buying this item from me because it's what you want and it's a good price. I don't go to Amazon and buy a mug and then expect a free gift. I don't understand where this whole concept of a free gift came from. But we started adding these face masks just because we had them and they're light. They're very, very, very lightweight. So they don't add any weight to anything. So it's easy for us to put in each package and it has helped. We had a lot of people add comments in their reviews, like, you know, thank you for the free gift or we really enjoyed it. But I don't think that
it... But had we not got those masks in that load, we wouldn't be putting anything.
Exactly. I don't think it has entice anybody to come back and repurchase from us specifically because they got that.
To get another face mask.
To get another free face mask.
Just ask us. It's free. You can hop
we'll send you another one.
I think you're right. I think it boils down to what kind of business you have and if you're trying to grow a your own brand.
Yes.
We're not selling our own brand on Poshmark. We are reselling someone else's brand.
Correct.
But people that are on Etsy and things like that is their LLC
and
their homemade item. I would 100% get tissue paper and ribbon and all the swag and bells and whistles. And I would want it to be gorgeous because I would want you to come back for me again for your next gift. That's literally how they're growing their business.
Exactly.
So, big difference.
Big difference from the retail online and a reseller online, and changing your mindset about that.
Mm-hmm.
I would also caution is that, and there's a lot of discussions about this online in the reseller community. If you do add a free gift or something, be very careful about what you put in there. A lot of buyers complain if they get something that has any sort of smell. There are people that have allergies and sensitivities to smells, or something that can get messy. Someone was adding chocolate to their packages. And it's like, it's
around Valentine's Day or something.
Or just, it's like summer and it's 100 degrees. What do you think is going to happen to that chocolate? And you get a pair of jeans. And
yeah, that's what I want on my cashmere sweater is chocolate when I get it.
So just, you know, be aware of that when, if you are thinking of adding some sort of gift or something in the package, you know, make sure that it's not something that could be messy or has a smell or can offend somebody, that type of thing. So, but for us, it winds down to, It for us, it's not as cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not time effective.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily going to bring back repeat business if we do have the fancy, big fancy stuff. So why would we do it?
Right. I feel like just take a Sharpie and write "thank you for your purchase" on this outside of the bag.
That would be great too.
Call it a day.
Absolutely. I mean, I think any sort of, if you want to make a personal touch, there you go. That's a great one.
Perfect. I feel like we've given you a lot of information on how to list your items, how to put the right shipping in order to make the most money, and also factor in your cost with the shipping and things like that on different platforms. I feel like this may be one of the episodes where you listen to it twice.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot to download at first. So definitely always feel free to take notes. Always feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions. Keep in mind all the tips we've given you about free gifts, and don't ever feel obligated to go above and beyond if you're just trying to do the bare minimum right now.
And if you want a whole bunch of face masks, reach out to us
at
paperclip47.com. We'll be happy to work that out with you. But that is also where you can buy bulk inventory, and then check out our inventory app, beninapp.com. Happy reselling. Thank you so much for listening to Ready to Resell. We are so excited to go on this reselling journey with you as you grow your business. Please check out readytoresell.com. It is our reseller hub that has our social media. You can browse bulk inventory to purchase, has been in our inventory app, and also ways to contact us with questions or suggestions for future episodes. Happy reselling!